Hi, this is Mike Grell, and I'm here with the Long Box guys, whoever the hell they are.
We're on the road, we're going home, to the place where wild nerds roam, with pretty girls and dudes and kids. Going to cons is our escape. It's like a mega movie in a star-filled sky, where you can meet all your heroes and none of them fly.
Hey man, this is Kevin Smith, Silent Bob from all those terrible Jay and Silent Bob type pictures, and you are listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box. Comics talk for comics fans.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Long Box, guys. My name is Tom, and with me as always are some of my very best friends since I was a very little kid, LT. How you doing, and what are you drinking?
I'm doing fine. I'm drinking some Basil Hayden's. How are you doing, Tom? What are you drinking?
I'm doing great. I'm drinking a Diet Coke, but my wife just brought me in my first scotch of the night. She's going to give me a few less than last week because I was pretty much off my rocker. Talking to you guys last week. Sorry about that. Josh. You look so good shaped.
It's, it's been a while. My childlike face is now just exposed to the world. It feels all cold. I miss my beard.
Send us a picture. We want to put a picture up on the website for those who've never seen.
We'll put it on Twitter.
We'll put it on Twitter. And what's your what are you drinking tonight there, Josh?
I'm drinking an Imperial IPA called Doppelganger from Treehouse.
Ooh, your evil twin beer. And Mike, how are you and what are you drinking, brother?
Losing my voice again. Shit.
Wow. Are you just choking on your own spit over there?
No, because of my acid reflux. I've got a bunch of scarring on my throat. I'm doing okay, and I am drinking some bourbon.
Well, that'll help the scarring on your throat.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to look out for that. You know who else looks out for stuff? Sentries. That's right. Today we're talking about the Sentry. Wow. King of the segues.
Totally segued right past LT.
No, he took care of me first.
Really? Yeah. I forget when you talk. It's all white noise to me.
Thanks. Thanks, Froggy, who went a courting over there. Today we're talking about the Sentry, a character that was kind of a latecomer to Marveldom and kind of Marvel's answer to Superman. Who wants to give us a little background on the Sentry?
So there have been multiple superheroes named the Sentry in Marvel Comics. The first one was a android created by the Kree, appearing in Fantastic Four back in 1967. Then there were a couple of characters who had the guardsman armor from the Raft. Those guys are also forgettable. The one that we're probably going to focus on is Robert Reynolds, who is a creation from the 2000s, but really they date him back earlier because of his origin story. Kind of like Captain America, Robert Reynolds walks in to a scientist's lab, sees a potion there, and thinks, I'm thirsty, I should drink this potion. And it is supposed to be 1,000 times more powerful than the super soldier formula. And it gives him the strength of 1,000 burning suns. He becomes the DC's version of Superman. He is powered by the sun. He has super strength, speed. He can do a lot of things, much like Superman. And he's got a super dog called the Watchdog. He's got a tower that talks to him called the Clock, and he's got a sidekick. And everything is going fine, except for there's his super villain that he fights all the time is a guy called the Void. And he can never seem to quite beat the Void. And the reason he can't beat the Void is because the Void is part of his own psyche and is the one causing all this evil. And eventually the Void is getting so powerful because the Sentry is so powerful that he realizes the Void is going to win. He won't be able to beat him. And so he talks to the Doctor Strange and Reed Richards and says, hey, you have to help me. And so they come up with interweaving magic and science to not only make Robert Reynolds forget that he's the Sentry, they make everyone in the world, including themselves, forget the Sentry even existed. So he's written out of continuity. And then when they first come out with the Sentry comic book series, it's told from the point of view that this is a lost Stan Lee creation that predates the Fantastic Four. It's from the golden age of comics. And they give it a whole backstory. The Hulk and Robert Reynolds are, you know, best friends because the Sentry emits this golden aura that calms down the Hulk. So, he helps Spider-Man when Spider-Man first starts out. Reed Richards is the best man at the Sentry's wedding. So there's a whole big backstory that they all fill in. But the essentially what you need to know is he's Superman and he's psychotic. So what were you guys' favorite Sentry comics?
Well, if I could just start off real quick. Terrific comic, terrific backstory. A lot of fun to imagine a Marvel Universe with a Superman character. I think that's, you know, what we get when we get the Sentry. Unfortunately, he's a very, very flawed superpower being because as good as he is, his exact nemesis is still himself, the Void. So I have a couple that I really like, but LT, why don't you start us off?
So I really like the kind of origin story that you were talking about, the collected edition, The Sentry from 2000-2001, that retells the entire origin story of the Sentry and goes into his relationship with all of the major players in the Marvel Universe and how he helped them along, how he kind of mentored the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Hulk, how he tamed the beast of the Hulk and made him a gentler superhero that could actually think and wasn't just this mindless beast. That book had some really fantastic art in it, and it was just an interesting story, and it just showed how severely broken this hero was. And also, you know, he appeared in Dark Avengers as also a very broken hero in that, where he was kind of a barely functioning human that was easily manipulated by Justin Hammer. So I think those are probably my favorites.
All right. Josh, you got a favorite run?
I don't really have a favorite run, but I do have to say the thing I like most about the sort of the world has forgot about me and I've been pulled out of continuity in every place now is now that anything that annoys me in Marvel, I can say that was probably Sentry.
The black suit, Spider-Man, Venom thing? Yeah. That was Sentry.
Totally Sentry.
The Void.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so anything that really bothers me now, I can just retcon in my own mind that Sentry either screwed it up or made it awesome if there was no reason for either one happening.
Yeah, all right, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm a real latecomer to being on Team Sentry. I didn't really like the character or enjoy it until recently. He teamed up with Doctor Strange after magic was wiped out from the universe, and Doctor Strange started having to pay a higher price for his magics. All magic has a price, and usually Doctor Strange paid that price in physical woes or bad luck or ailments. Well, there was also a secret monastery where monks were secretly taking on the price themselves. They were taking the brunt of the magic damage that Doctor Strange was accruing in the form of bad luck, physical pain, mental breakdowns, blindness, and Doctor Strange knew nothing of it. It was a secret monastery that Wong was using to help Doctor Strange fight evil by helping him absorb all this magical damage. So Doctor Strange put an end to that. He's not going to let a bunch of monks pay his price for his magical inclinations. But he still needed somewhere to dump all this pain that magic caused. Well, the Sentry can take a lot. He can take a lot of damage. He has to go and find Bob, who's kind of hiding in his own mind. Doctor Strange is one of the few people who can get there, and he swore to Bob he was never going to bother him again. The Sentry is not happy to see Doctor Strange. He is pretty mad and almost kills him. But in the end, he comes around and he starts helping Doctor Strange by taking on that price. He thinks the Void is gone at this point. Doctor Strange has the Void locked away in a secret room that even Loki can't open. And Loki's trying really hard. It's a secret room that has no locks. He can't figure out how to open up the secret room. And in the end, the only way to get Mikey, do you know how to get in the room? You look like you're about to say something.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you're just wrapped in attention.
I am. I'm actually paying attention to you because I haven't read this. I'm excited about it.
It's really good. So in the very brief time when Loki becomes the master of the Sorcerer Supreme on Earth by tricking Doctor Strange into thinking he lost a battle of Sorcerer Supremes, Loki's Sorcerer Supreme, he gets the house, he gets this magic door, he explores the entire house, but he can't get through this door. So Doctor Strange goes, "You want in through this door? Fine." And it's and the secret knock to get it past the door is this:
shaving a haircut.
And Loki goes, "Shaving a haircut, you two-bit magician piece of..." And as soon as he says that, the Void comes out and just starts kicking Loki's ass. But now the Void's loose and the Sentry's mad again. It was a great storyline. It was a lot of fun, too. That's my favorite Sentry by far. Mike, if you can rally your voice to tell us your favorite.
So I like Sentry in The Avengers when he thinks he actually kills his wife. He actually hasn't, but they lock him up in this maximum prison and at the raft. And the raft actually couldn't hold him, but he's in there willingly because he did all this evil as the Void, so he feels compelled to be there. So he's not a danger to anybody else. He's paying his penance. And then there's a jailbreak where all these people are breaking out and Carnage is released. And so the Sentry grabs Carnage, flies him into space, and rips him in half and tosses him away.
Oh, wait, are you telling me that Carnage's secret weakness is being flown into space and ripped in half?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Who could have guessed that one?
He has also thrown supervillains into the sun, just like we think Superman should do. So,
that's right.
He should be called Guy Who Throws People Into the Sun Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coincidentally, being thrown into the sun, a lot of people's secret weakness.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, you can't. Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Not Bad Drugs the Leaper.
No.
And I also like the World War Hulk storyline because they try to get Sentry to come out and either fight the Hulk or stop the Hulk by using his golden aura to calm the Hulk down. And he's like, I can't. If I become the Sentry, I also unleash the Void, and I can't do that. So good luck. I'm just going to sit here. And he's also racked with agoraphobia at that point too, which is one of the, you know, he's got a lot of mental illness. Any Sentry comic always turns out to be, what if Superman was messed up in the head? And that's what they're going with. And it's always a good read.
Vulnerabilities are always one of the things that set superheroes apart and make them more interesting. Superman, without any weakness whatsoever, is a pretty dull character.
Well, Sentry was actually ripped apart molecule by molecule by the Molecule Man. And he reformed and was like, yeah, you're not going to be able to do that to me again.
All right. Tough guy.
My mother did that to me once.
Johnny Dangerously reference. We're going deep in the well, guys.
Yeah.
LT, do you have a secondary one that you want to lay upon us?
No, I haven't really read a lot of Sentry. So, Dark Avengers and, the initial Sentry, miniseries there were mine. That was it.
Like I said, I really only got into him when he started coming out with the Doctor Strange. I also like the fact that when he's relaxing, he wears a trucker hat. I think more superhero costumes. I can only think of like two superheroes that routinely wear a trucker hat. And I think we need more, and that's all I can say. All right. Well, then, Mikey, I guess we're going to move on unless you got something else to say.
Nope.
All right. Well, what's in the front of the long box, my friend?
In the front of the long box, I have The Sentry by Jeff Lemire. It is the new Sentry series that just started off. If you enjoy Jeff Lemire's Moon Knight, you are going to like this because Jeff Lemire has a really good way of writing about damaged characters. In this, The Sentry, Robert Reynolds, he has found a way to trap the void. Doctor Strange has created a pocket universe where Robert Reynolds is able to travel into once a day and be the Sentry. And while he's in there, he fights the void, and then he's got 24 hours on the outside, and then he's going to get back in. Otherwise, all hell will break loose. So he's got his program, and because he's got this mental illness, this is his way of doing it. So in the real world, the Marvel Universe world, he doesn't have any superpowers. Only when he goes in to this pocket universe does he have any powers. And the reason he's doing it, to keep the void at bay. Great premise. He's working at a diner with his old sidekick and just, you know, sleepwalking through life. And one day he comes home and the pocket universe has been stolen and time is about to run out and all shit is about to hit the fan. He will become the Sentry in the Marvel Universe and release the void again into the Marvel Universe. So that's the series. If you like the Sentry, it's only two issues in. It is a perfect way to get started on this guy. You've heard all the backstory today, so you can just pick it up and start running with it.
And I think some of us might. Tommy, what do you got at the back of the long box?
Space Ghost. That's right. Space Ghost, new edition by DC Comics, released in November 2016. It was written by Joe Kelly with art by Ariel Olivetti. This is a fantastic retelling of the origin story of Space Ghost, and it was just a fantastic read. It has amazing art, and it just went into the backstory of Space Ghost, along with how he met Jan and Jace, and kind of how he set upon his hero's journey, and it was fantastic.
He's kind of like, doesn't he have a like a Lone Ranger kind of origin?
Yeah, he does. He started out as a normal sort of policeman and was promoted up into a sort of elite force. And he found out that elite force was very corrupt. And his wife got killed and he was there was an attempt on his life. He was left for dead on a distant planet and he was not killed. Their mistake. And he came back with a vengeance. Hence, Space Ghost. And it went from there.
That is a lot darker than the talk show.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. But, you know, the talk show was just kind of a tangent. Speaking of tangents, Josh, you got one for us this week?
Yeah, so I had not been to my comic shop in a while. I've been super busy the past month, and I showed up yesterday after being internet harassed by my comic shop owner, like, hey, I don't want to say anything, but wow, there's a shitload of comics in your box. Come get that stuff. I was like, yeah, okay, I'm on my way. So I drove over there and picked up my comics, which is, I don't even know, it's well over $100. I pick up my stack and I notice that the new Fantastic Four is in. So, you know, every time I get my stack, there are, of course, other comics that you guys have suggested in previous podcasts that I'm always looking for or back issues. So I comb through the store But the resurgence of the Fantastic Four really just sort of caught me, because for a long time I knew they had sort of been shuttled off to the sidelines and nobody was really writing them for a while. But so they're back. So what is – if you guys had to pick something that has been canceled to come back, what would you pick?
Comic book-wise?
Anything-wise. I don't care what it is. Whatever your little heart desires, Mike.
New Coke.
Ugh. Wow, you're a monster.
Next. Yeah, that's. I just want to unleash that on the world.
It's you. Oh, so it's not for you personally.
No, good God, no. I would never drink that shit. Society. Yeah.
Okay. Fuck you, world, that gave us
Society
Trump.
Knows what it did.
That's right. You're like a fizzy, caramel-based Lone Ranger. Tom, what do you got for me?
I really got to go with the Middleman. I love the TV show. I love the comic book. Middleman was just brought down way too soon. I mean, there's a lot of other things I could say, too, but, you know, the first thing that came to mind was the Middleman, so I'm going to go with that.
LT, what do you got for me?
I think it could be time for another Battlestar Galactica series.
Ugh.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Too soon.
They could have a prequel. I'm all for a Cylon War.
I'm all for a not religious ending.
I am all for a not religious ending. I want a prequel, though. I want an actual, like, robot battle. Man versus robot battle, with the actual colonies.
Well, you've talked about a Battlestar Galactica that I want to see, and that's the steampunk version, where they're clockwork Cylons. That would look really cool on the small screen or the big screen.
That would be awesome, yeah.
It would be.
I'd watch that for a dollar.
I would like to see the original Dungeons & Dragons cartoon brought as a live-action series.
Oh, that would be good, too. That was a good cartoon.
One of my very first questions was Sheila the Thief.
Don't glare at me like that, Mike. I am serious. Yeah. Yeah. Kids get on a roller coaster, shot through. The only difference needs to be that Cavalier needs to be able to pick up a sword. Like,
yeah.
You put a magic shield, you should be able to pick up a sword. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was reading some fan fiction a couple weeks ago, and I came across one that was awesome. Thundar the Barbarian meets the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon. It wasn't just a fun, like a 15-year-old fantasy where the two cartoons intermingled and helped each other. It was really pretty well written.
Oh,
and
I could see Thundar and Bobby just fucking shit up.
Oh, they go. Now, they even come up with a double team together.
Whoa. Bobby's a little young for that.
What kind of fan fiction
are you reading?
I don't know if Ariel is ready for that.
Not all fan fiction has to be adult rated, and this was not.
Ukla Ariel?
Very nice.
We ride.
Oh, they did.
Oh, I'm just saying. Anyway. That was my thought of the day. And I haven't read – Mike, have you read the new Fantastic Four, the first issue?
I did read the first issue. I was very excited. Dan Slott is a really good writer, and I'm going to give him a chance. The first issue was okay. It wasn't outstanding.
Mike, that's the darkest cloud I've ever seen you throw at the Fantastic Four.
Look, now,
I know you're tempering your language for the benefit of Dan Slott, but wow, that is not good. That is not a good review from you.
That makes
me worried about picking up that book at all.
You know, I think it's also telling that Mike didn't choose it for what's new in the Brunna Long Box.
I'm seeing a little bit of the Changing Man over here, a.k.a. Shade.
I'm just saying, Mike, that's coming from you. I know how much you love the Fantastic Four. That's a big hit. So I'm a little – I'm kind of scared. You got to give it, five issues.
I'll get a few issues before I pull the plug on it.
Wow, but that's
there's only one Marvel comic I'm collecting now, other than Fantastic Four, and that's Amazing Spider-Man.
You guys are missing out on some great Doctor Strange stuff right now.
I kind of like Hulk, as She-Hulk being Hulk now. I like that series.
So, Josh, I don't know if you should wait five issues, because like five issues, that's enough of a run that Marvel might cancel it and restart it at number one.
That's why I've stopped reading Marvel.
Yeah, they do.
They give me a perfect jumping off point for all of my comics. Well, the last time they were like, "We're going to restart with all number ones," I was like, "Thank you, wash my hands,"
and I'm done. Yeah, two of the X Men have dropped off, right? So they're gone.
They're about to restart Uncanny X Men, so I'm probably going to pick that up just because I've always collected Uncanny X Men.
Well, yeah, they stopped what I think Blue and Gold. And Blue and Gold is becoming Uncanny.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so I think Blue and Gold are dead. I think Red carries on. I can't remember. One of them carries on. Two of them are gone. And the two that are gone become Uncanny. That's the...
I think the one that carries on is actually the Wayward Sons.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. When? What's Platinum on? Did they not do an X-Men Platinum? I mean, are they not... Are they now following a Johnny Walker sort of parallel?
Hasn't gotten that good. It hasn't gotten good enough to give him a platinum. They've only gotten as far as gold.
I'd take that. All right. Well, I guess that just about does it for us, guys. Well, a slightly shorter than usual one because people have vacations and stuff to get onto. Yeah, Josh is off to Epic Nerd Camp looking buff. Mikey's got some stuff coming up. Tommy, everyone's got some. And Tommy's wife just came back. Everyone's got stuff going on. So we're going to bid a fond adieu after we do some plugs. Mikey, plug me away.
I'd like to thank Kirby Crackle for providing us our geek rock music every week. They just had a new released album out. If you haven't checked it out yet, you definitely should. We'll be playing some songs on it. You can pick it up on iTunes or on Bandcamp like I did. Kirby Crackle, new album. Really good.
Absolutely. Send them a couple bucks. They deserve it. It's great to have geeks out there geeking out. Tommy, who do you want to plug?
I'd like to plug geekorthodox.com.
Geekorthodox.com.
Hi, Tammy.
Geekorthodox.com, purveyor of fine t-shirts and other geeky things, such as Johnny Skywalker rocks glasses and stained glass prints, a fan favorite of John Barrowman.
And Josh, anything to promote there, buddy?
Yeah, I've got a – I think this is a new one for me. I believe the website is Lasers and Liches. And if you want to find this guy on Twitter, it's at SnickleSox. And if you are both a D&D fan and a fan of crazy neon 80s pop synth neural net craziness, go check out his version of his new his version of D&D called the Retroverse. So check that out. Give him a good look. He's got some free downloads on DM's Guild, and he's a really nice guy. And he does a one-shot adventure build every Monday night live on Twitch. And about 80% of the time, he takes my one-shot idea. So there's nothing wrong with a guy who agrees with me 80% of the time.
Nothing wrong at all. I just want to take a second to plug our Patreon page. Patreon.com/ we can never remember. The Long Box Guys. You can hear our extra podcast. This week's extra podcast was our favorite Dungeons & Dragons characters. I apologize. It's mine. I was drunk. It's very self-indulgent. But I listened to some of it, and it's pretty freaking funny. It really is. This is one of the few ones where as soon as I got it, I started listening to it. And I'm like, I kept listening to it because I was so drunk I didn't remember what I said most of the time. But also, this one was pretty funny. Plus, it was great having our old friend Jay on. And, yeah, I guess that's going to do it for us.
We'd also like to thank our people who have subscribed to our Twitter page, at The Long Box Guys, and who have gone to our website, thelongboxguys.com. You can write to us at luckybastard@thelongboxguys.com. If you want a subject you want us to cover, we'd love to do it. Also, fellow podcasters out there, if you haven't checked out the NOLA Nerd Couple, they're back. And Who's Next Gaming? Those guys are great. If you like video games and sex robots, that is the podcast for you.
Yeah, and Nerds Who Get Laid Sometimes, another great podcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some good ones out there. It's not just us. We're the best, but I mean, there's some other ones. So, Mikey, what is this podcast like to you?
It's like Drunk History, but for comics.
And Josh, Epic Nerd Camp. We are going way away.
That's right. Island Lake Camp in Staruka, Pennsylvania, a.k.a. Epic Nerd Camp for the week. That is my sector.
Damn right it is. Whole week. And Tommy, sweet, sweet Tommy, what do you got to say?
This may not be the podcast you desire, but it's definitely the podcast you deserve.
And don't forget what I always say. Don't diss what you hate. Just promote what you love. You're going to live longer. Have a great night from all of us on the Long Box Guys.
I was surprised you were still sitting. That's how hammered you were.
There was a few times where I was slowing down a little bit.